As we just heard, Turkey has acted as an advocate for the detained reporters in Libya. The country's also acting in a humanitarian capacity there. The Turkish government has sent ships with supplies and brought hundreds of wounded Libyans back to Turkey for medical care. As Matthew Brunwasser reports, it's all part of Turkey's efforts to position itself as a leader in the new Middle East.
If you're going to be hospitalized, you could do a lot worse than the Urla State Hospital on Turkey's Aegean coast.
I'm Mustafa Mohammed Ali Gleb. I'm coming from Misrata to Turkey to get good medicine.
Ali Gleb is one of the some 300 wounded Libyans brought to Turkey in April. He says he was defending his house from government forces when it was struck by a tank shell. He was hit by shrapnel and faced a four-day wait in Misrata for urgent surgery.
I'm at the hospital, Libyan hospital. There are some guys talking about a ship come from Turkey to help us. The doctors talk with me to move to this ship.
After Turkey negotiated a 12-hour ceasefire in the port area with the government, Gleb was driven to the ship by his brother.
I'm very, very thanks to government of Turkey, to the doctors, to the manager here in this hospital. They are so lovely. Now I can say they are my brothers here. I have another family here in Turkey.
Turkey has big ambitions for expanding its role as a regional power. And this image of a kinder, gentler Turkey is exactly what it wants to project, both at home and abroad. This is reflected in its approach.
Basically emotional, it is derived from some historical and cultural kinship.
At the International Relations Department at Ushar University in Izmir, Nazif Mandacı says Turkey is trying hard to show that it cares about the people of Libya, but he says that Turkey also needs to balance its humanitarian approach with a practical one. Since no one knows who will come out on top, Turkey needs to send messages to both sides in the conflict.
Paying a lip service to the Gaddafi regime, I still continue to recognize that you are the legitimate ruler of Libyan people. But on that, you have to change yourself. You have to adopt some reforms that will redress the grievances of these people.
Turkey's also engaging in what's being called neo-Ottomanism. That is, trying to resurrect its influence in the lands of its former empire, which stretched from Algeria to Iraq to Hungary. Aileen Güney is also a professor of international relations at Ushar University. She said Turkey is doing that by, among other things, increasing its influence in NATO, while at the same time showing that it's not like other NATO countries that only care about their own interests and Libya's oil wealth.
So Turkey wanted to project this image as a normative power who would run to the help of the Libyan people, so acting within NATO, but at the same time protecting the civilians from the abuse of power.
It's an ambitious policy, Güney says, trying to appeal to Turks at home, Libyans in Libya, and the region as a whole. For its part, the Turkish government denies that it's playing politics with humanitarian aid. Selçuk Ünal is the spokesman for the Turkish Foreign Ministry. He says Turkey's interest is in helping people and helping to create a prosperous and democratic Libya.
We always want stability in our adjacent areas. Our message is, I think, clear. We don't want bloodshed and instability in our region. That's why we are increasing our efforts to help to all peoples in the region.
As of last week, the Turkish government says that about 90 of the Libyans have recuperated and are on their way back to Libya at their own request. Officials say they can stay as long as they want. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Izmir, Turkey.